Hey, what is up, Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian Lofermento here, host of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, and this is an Action Saturday episode with a guest that you all heard from this week. I know how much you enjoyed her in episode 814, which kicked this month off on April 1st, and that guest is Maya Lila. Maya absolutely rocked in Monday's episode, which again was episode 814, so if you haven't listened to that just yet, go back and listen to it. Quick background on Maya. Maya is a personal development coach, software engineer, triathlete, artist, speaker, workshop facilitator, and so much more. And why I love all of those things for her is because she doesn't let the labels confine her, and she doesn't believe that they should confine you either. Maya has been inspiring and motivating others by being a living example for over a decade. No convincing required. She holds multiple bachelor's degrees. She's completed post-secondary education in coaching through IPEC, and she's an ACC credential holder through the International Coaching Federation, and she's going to rock it in today's Action Saturday. So I'm not going to say anything else. Take it away, Maya.
Thanks, Brian. One thing I'd like to talk about today that comes up over and over again in my coaching sessions with clients is the question of how to make difficult decisions. Often, clients go back and forth or cycle between different paths forward without ever landing on a particular solution. This keeps them stuck in their businesses and their personal lives. When it comes to big decisions, the hardest part is deciding whether we are a yes or a no on doing some particular thing. This is because different parts of us are in conflict with each other. If you're having trouble making a big choice in your life or career, you can try this process I use. I check the four centers of intelligence to get a better understanding of my reasons for doing or not doing something. The four centers are the head, which focuses on logic, the heart, which focuses on connection with others, the gut, which focuses on your intuitive sense, and the spirit, which focuses on how excited you are or your sense of aliveness related to an opportunity. To start, imagine yourself as these four separate parts. The head focuses on logic. It makes checklists and decisions based on what makes sense for your beliefs, values, and current situation. This is where people often make decisions from. It's very heady and cognitive, and is often focused on what one should do. The mind makes decisions that look right on paper. Where the mind falls short is where it lacks spark, emotion, and soul. The heart focuses on your connections and relationships with others. It considers how others will feel about your decisions. It worries about how existing relationships might be impacted by your choices and delights in the possibility that valuable connections will be preserved or strengthened. It may similarly be inclined to let go of relationships that are no longer serving you. Where the heart falls short is where it lacks reason and may want to bring improbable situations to fruition in the name of love. It may also prioritize the needs of others over your own needs. The gut focuses on your intuition. It just knows what the right path forward is, even if you can't explain it logically. That's the mind's job. Usually, this will be a felt sense of a certain path pulling you in one particular direction, even if you don't know why. Where the gut falls short is its lack of reason and consideration of constraints and costs. The spirit focuses on aliveness. It's a thing that knows how excited you are about a specific opportunity. It's the thing that lights you up inside when you hear about something new. It is passion. It's intrinsic motivation to follow a path. And where the spirit falls short is its flippancy towards stability and lack of realism. As you can see, each of the four centers have their strengths and drawbacks. This is the reason you want to consult all of them and move forward in a way that satisfies all centers. This helps indicate that a decision is well-rounded and that you have considered all facets of the choices available. For each of the four centers, I check in and see whether they are a yes or a no and the reasons why. If all four agree, then the decision is easy, but typically there will be at least one that disagrees with the others. In that case, I ask the parts that respond no what they would need in order to feel comfortable with me proceeding. Sometimes, there's nothing that would satisfy that part, and that's okay. In that case, I might be a no overall. When I use this process myself, if I don't get at least 3 yes responses, I'm a no. It is worth noting that this decision-making process works best for questions that require a yes or no answer. If your decision is more complex, consider by starting off breaking down your decision into a series of yes or no questions that will help you eliminate some of your options. For example, if I were a business owner thinking about expanding my business, some yes/no questions related to my process might be, should I open another brick and mortar location? Should I create online offerings? Do I have the capacity to handle 2x more customers right now? 3x? 4x? Do I have enough resources like time and money to do this expansion right now? Is there a clear target audience for whatever expansions I am planning? There may be more questions beyond these examples. By breaking your complex decision into smaller pieces, you get a better sense of what you want each individual piece of the decision to be. That way, you can cut off pathways that don't align with these yes/no answers. In summary, your overall process could look something like this. 1. Generate a list of yes/no questions that must be answered before you can proceed with your decision. 2. For each question, consult all 4 centers of intelligence for their answer. 3. With your answers in hand, pare your list of options down to only those that satisfy the new constraints. 4. Assess whether you have sufficiently refined your list to choose a path forward. 5. If your list isn't refined enough, see if you can further refine it by starting again at step 1 and creating more yes or no questions for the remaining paths forward. Stop stalling on making those big choices that will propel you and your business forward. Unstick yourself by checking in with the 4 centers of intelligence today. As a coach, I also know this process can take some time and it can be challenging to use a new framework. I'm here for you if you have any questions about how this works or if you need someone to bounce ideas off of. You can connect with me for a free discovery call at www.intensepresencecoaching.com or on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/MayaLila. That's MayaLila. That's today's Action Saturday episode. Now it's time to take action.